This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we're up to Siman Dalad Sif Yud Ches. Elu Dvarim Tzrichim Netila Bamayim. The following things, the following list, require Netila Sudaim with water. Hakomei Amitza. Someone who wakes up in the morning, literally gets out of bed. Vayyotzei Mibeis HaKisei. Someone who comes out of the toilet. Mibeis HaMerchatz, or the bathroom, the bathhouse. Vahanoitel Tziparnov. Someone who cuts his nails. Vahacholeitz Min Olav. He changes his shoes. He puts on his shoes or takes off his shoes. Vahanogeya Beraglov, someone who touches his feet, Hachofif Verosho, he scratches his head, Vyosh Omrim Af HaHolech Ben HaMesim, or someone walks amongst the dead, literally, but it means he goes to the Beis HaKvaros, or Misha Noga, i.e. the cemetery, or Misha Noga B'meis, someone who touches a dead body, or Misha Mafli Kelov, or someone who removes lice from his clothes, Vahamashamish Mitoso, someone who has physical intimacy, Vahanogeya Bechina, or someone who touches a lice, Vahanogeya Begufa Beyodo, someone who touches parts of the body which are normally uncovered, Beyodo with his hand. Misha Osa Achas Mikol Elu, Velo Notar, someone who does any of the above and does not wash his hands, Im Talmud Chochem, who if he is a Talmud Chochem, Talmudo Mishtakeach, he will forget his learning. Im Eina Talmud Chochem, if he's not a Talmud Chochem, Yoitse Midaitai, then he'll lose his mind, he'll go crazy, he'll go mad. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Tzrichim Netila, Siv Kotzin Lamed Ches, Lahosir Ruach Ra'a Hashera Al Yedei Zeh. Why is he washing his hands? To get rid of the Ruach Ra'a that has descended upon his hands, Alkein Yemahe Little Tekof, and therefore he should wash straight away. V'hanatila Tiyeh Ad HaPerek, and he should wash until his wrist, V'al Kol Ponim Ad Sof Kishri Etzba Isof, until the end of his knuckles, the end of his fingers. Avol, Im Lichlech Yodu Batito V'refesh. If, however, his hands are just physically dirty, it's not ruach ra. The Einbo Mishum ruach ra, there's no problem with ruach ra. In tzarech rak lekaneach makom hanichluch bilvad v'dayo. Then all he needs to do is just get rid of the physical dirt that are on his hands, because that's not a problem with ruach ra. He's already washed the nekavasa, for example, in the morning, and then as he gets into the car, he touches something and he comes to shul. So then he just needs to wipe that dirt off. There's no need to wash the tefillah sudaim properly. With regard to tefillah, we'll take a look, Miz Hashem in Siman Sadi Beis, for the halachas related to that. But mine, he needs to wash his hands with water. The tefillah for Kolshkin in the Torah, die acher kol elu benikoyim ba'alma. For tefillah and for learning Torah, all you need to do is just make sure your hands are clean. But further on in Sif Chafes, we're talking about a person who wakes up in the morning. For Kol Shkein B'Inach, and certainly in the others, Mikol Makom Nistalik Ruach Ra Tzarech Dafka Man. When it comes to removing Ruach Ra, then you need Dafka water. V'ayin Lekam B'Sif Kotten Samach Alef. In Tzarech Sholosh Pamim, you only need to wash your hands with Keli with three times, Ki In Bekom Min Amitza, when you wake up in the morning, to remove the Ruach Ra. V'yesh Machmir In Beholech Ben Amesim, M'shamish Mitoso. There are some who are Machmir, that two of the other items on the list, i.e., Holech ben HaMesim, a person goes to the Beis HaKvaros, or his Meshamesh Mitoso, he has physical relations with his wife, the Bo'inen Gamken Sholosh Pomim, that he would also need to wash his hands three times. Of a Sefer, Heichal HaKodesh, Machmer B'Yotzim Beis HaKisseh Sholosh Pomim, that a person who comes out of the toilet, or I think they say in America, the bathroom, then he needs to wash his hands three times. Of Magen Avraham, Siman Zayin, Sosar Dvarov, he challenges that and contradicts what he says. V'hayotzi b'beis hakisei, Sif Katan Mem, someone who comes out of the bathroom, afilu lo osa torchov, even if he doesn't actually go to the bathroom, doesn't use the facilities, he just goes in and out of the bathroom, v'cheim b'beis hamerchatz, and so too a bathhouse, afilu lo rochatz shom, even if he doesn't use the facilities, similarly, he will need to wash his hands. That's because of the ruach ra that is there in those two places. Let's take a look at the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah notes, number 49. Now, it's a very interesting and important point. The din of a toilet nowadays, what status does it have? So the Mishnah Berurah Dirshu note 49 says, Ubedin beis hakisei shel zmaneinu, the halacha, the status of a toilet, i.e., in England we call it the toilets, in America they call it a bathroom, I'll use the word toilet for English purposes. That means the room where the actual toilet is there. Beis hakiseh shazmanenu, histapek hachazan ish. The chazan ish is uncertain. Im hudoyme le beis hakiseh shel parsoi, does it have the same din as the beis hakiseh of the parsoi, of the Persians? She'ein lo beis hakiseh, doesn't ein lo din beis hakiseh, because that does not have the status of a beis hakiseh. Why? Mishum sho'itzor, ein lo nisheres, shomen neferes meirochok. Because back in the day, in the Persian Beis HaKiseh, well, they would basically be a slope that any waste that the person would relieve himself of, that would be automatically, it would flow away. So it wouldn't hang around there, it wouldn't linger there. It would automatically, straight away, just fall away. But our bathrooms, on one hand, they're 1,000 times better than the bathrooms of old. But the Beis HaKiseh that we have, our toilets nowadays, the disadvantage they have is that the waste will stay there until the chain is flushed, until someone flushes it away, until it's washed away. So therefore, the Chazon Ish is Mesupak. On one hand, our bathrooms are worse because the waste stays there until the chain is flushed. On the other hand, it's similar in that the waste doesn't stay there for a long time. So yesh lo din beis hakiseh gomer. So that's the sophic. V'chein donu b'shal shuv sigrus Moshe v'shal shuv nechas Yitzchok. All the great posts can discuss this. So the ma'isa kosu sheyesh lahachmir, that we should be machmir and treat our bathrooms as a beis hakiseh. V'chein da'as agonim Rabbi Yosef Shalom ben Yashiv. And that is the ruling. That is the opinion also of Rabbi Yashiv. Next paragraph. V'little shomes yodav achas yatzorchov. To wash your hands in the room where there's the actual toilet, you don't dry your hands there, you just wash your hands there, and then you come out of that room, that's sufficient, like Natilis Adayim without a kli. If there's no other choice, there's no other bathroom around, you're at a service station, driving on the motorway, on the highway, and you pull up and you go to the service station, and the only sink is in the room where there are the urinals or there are the toilets there, then yesh lahatir. But if the other shem l'tzorech achila, but to go in and wash your hands there for eating purposes, for eating bread, kosav achazan ish, a kosh l'hakal, that is much more difficult to allow, and you should try and think of something else to try and take a little bottle of water and take it outside of that room that you can wash normally. V'chein kosav b'shal shuv sikras moishish, she'os a little shom, one should not wash until it's time in the actual bathroom. V'hoisav shirith yodu l'tzorech tefillah, to wash your hands for davening, to prepare yourself for davening, kiven she'dai l'nakas b'chol midid menaki. There, it's not to remove the ruach ra. There, it's just to make sure your hands are clean. Yesh lahokel, then you can be makel, sheyitel sham she'ef shebeif nachem, when there's no other alternative. Rak she'inakvim, ach she'yotze, but just make sure you dry them after you come out of that room. V'shalit shuvah she'ashem talevi, kosev she'inotel sham yodayim, shachris lahavi, ruach ra, me'al yodav yesh lahokel b'dievet, but b'dievet it does work and the ruach ra has gone. Okay. Take a look at footnote 50 in the Dershu. Or b'dinam batzish b'zmanenu. What about a bath room or a bath house nowadays? In other words, let's say, for example, in one of the rooms in the house, you've got a shower. There's no toilet in that particular room. There's just a shower room or a bathroom. What is the story nowadays? She'inam yu'edes l'rechitza b'vad. It's not designated only for rechitza, for washing. You could do other things there. You could, apply your, a woman could put on her makeup there. You could brush your teeth there. Kosef ha'avi ezri, she'ein lo din merchatz. It hasn't got the status of a din merchatz. She'ar lo gora dino midin chedahan tzoyeshev merchatz. It's no worse than the middle room that the Gemara talks about of a beis ha'merchatz, which is more lenient. She'esh makilim boi. And therefore, since there's a drabonim, we can be makil. Okay, let's press on. Sif Cotton Mem Aleph. Min Aleph. If you're another one in the list of when you need to wash your hands, is if you've touched your shoes. Mishum Shenogeya Beyodov Be'ez HaChalitza. Because a person has touched with your hands, you've touched your feet. When you change your shoes, and therefore that requires Netilas Yadayim. Ach below Naga Bohem Ein Tzarech Netila. But if you haven't actually touched your shoes, your feet, then you wouldn't need Netila. V'acholis Menolav V'nogev V'raglav V'chov V'rosho Ein Mishum Rachra. When you change your shoes, you touch your shoes or you scratch your head, the reason why you need to wash Netilas Yadayim is not because of Rachra, Rak Mishum Nakius. That is in order to make sure your hands are clean. Therefore, you don't need to wash your hands quickly. So, for example, in the morning when you wake up, you've got rachra. It's important to wash your hands as quickly as possible to get rid of the rachra that you shouldn't touch, contaminates other things. But those items on the list, for example, you've scratched your hair or you've changed your shoes, that's not rachra, that's just nakias. So there's less of an urgency to wash your hands straight away. Interestingly, in the footnote 52, what about touching the laces of your shoes? You're not wearing slip-ons, you're wearing laces on your shoes. Have they got the same din as touching the shoes that would require nitzis of naim? So he says over here, hanuget b'na'ale bad igumi. He brings the Erech Shai and others for him that say that shirak hanuget b'na'al shel ur tzarech l'tiyadav. It's only touching leather shoes which is the problem. But let's say you've got trainers, you've got Crocs, you've got other things. Then it could be more lenient. However, he brings the Ben Ish Chai, who says that even other materials would be a problem and you need to still wash your hands. Now, what about touching the laces that I just mentioned? So that's machlokus. The Chazan Ish says you don't need to wash your hands. Why? Because you haven't actually touched the shoe, you just touched the laces. However, Me'idach, he says, Rabbi Yashiv says that the laces are bottled to the shoes, and therefore they have the status of the shoes themselves, and therefore you should wash your hands after you've touched the laces. So the Chazan Ish is Mekel, and Rabbi Yashiv is more Machme in that respect. Okay, let's press on. One more point. When he says touching your head, over there, it's dafka that you scratch your head. Says in the note 53, in lochi chichyodav besarosov, you don't actually scratch, but just you touch your hair like that, just gently, then there's no problem. That doesn't require natila. It's actually scratching your head which would require it. Okay, let's press on. Sifkot Membeis. So that we said in the list that if you go amongst the mason, i.e. to a Beis HaKvaros, then you would wash your hands. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Membeis. But Beis HaKvaros, you go into a cemetery. The Kos of Maharil, very interesting Maharil, in Simon Chof Gimel, sheyesh little koidim sheyispal al HaKvaros. You should wash your hands before you actually go to the Beis HaKvaros. So, for example, you go to Poland and you go to some of the famous kvarim there. Then, not only do you wash your hands, of course, after you've been to the Beis HaKvaros, but even before you go in, one should wash your hands, says the Maharil. And then you wash your hands when on your return. Because there's a ruach ro which accompanies a person on his return. And there are some people who wash their face as well. The mace. If a person touches a mace, then you also need to wash into the Zidayim. Even if it's one mace, or even if you're accompanying the mace, then you would need the tzedayim. But noah gal hakpid and you call it salt on the base acher kodesh shirchat. Uminagavusenu teirihi that a person should be makpid to do that to wash your hands after levayah. Now, interestingly, in footnote 55, he says uminagzeh kosva primogodim nira she'ene ele bekonas lebenichnas letoich arba amas shel mace. That's only if you come within dalad amas of a mace. I.e., you go to a Beis HaKvaros, but you don't actually go within 4 amas of the mace, or you go to a levaya, and you don't get within 4 amas of the mace. So then, according to the Prima Godim and others, then and the Chochmas Odom, then you wouldn't need to wash until it's done. Me'idach, on the other hand, the Chazan Ish says, Hamelave es hamace, if you're part of a funeral procession, you're actually accompanying the mace. Even if you're not within Dalad Amos of the mace himself, you would still need to wash your hands. That is the Chazan Ish. So, if you go to a Levaya, do you need to wash your hands afterwards? Well, according to the Chazan Ish, yes, even if you don't come within Dalad Amos. But according to the Prima Godim and the Chochmas Odom, you only need to wash your hands if you came within Dalad Amos of the mace himself. Okay, I said before about Beis HaKvaros, that Lechor and Beis HaKvaros has a slightly different status, but it depends where how far you go into the Beis HaKvaros. You know, if you go within, mamish into the Beis HaKvaros, if you're farther away, not within Dalad Amos of the mace, then maybe that could be different. Okay, Mem Dalet Kalov. So if you're delousing your begodin, you take away the lice, which in the times of Gemara, which was quite a common you refer to, afilu lo noga bekinah shelo motza. Even if you didn't actually find any lice, Still, the process itself, the investigation, would require mitzvah sudaim. Or if you touch a kino of a pirish efsha died in the kohen ba'alma, that could be enough just to just make sure your hands are clean and you don't eat three times, etc. Biyodai, if you touch part of the body which is normally covered biyodai with your hands, mekaymes hamtunofes sheyesh bohem milmulei zeya, where there is a lot of sweat, so you put your hand down the back of your shirt in an armpit or something like that, then you would need to wash until it's a dime. So the Mishnah, the Mechaber says from the Gemara, there is very striking that if a person doesn't wash his hands after all these things, if he's a Talmud Chacham, he forgets his learning, and if he is not a Talmud Chacham, then yoytze midaitei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin be'el Yerabah, this is in Sifkot Mem Zayin, Ayin be'el Yerabah deroit Suleima, then this labish by ruach shtus, that a feeling of an era, an aura of stupidity, of craziness, descends upon the person. And if a person encounters a ruach shtus, then he should be worried that he might do an avera. Like the Chazal say, the inot over avera in him came nichnas by ruach shtus. A person only does an avera if a feeling, a spirit of stupidity, nonsense, overcomes him. Okay, let's press on. Sif yutes hamekiz dam. If a person has some blood let, the lo not of yodav and doesn't wash his hands, he should be worried for 7 days. Someone who takes a haircut, the lo not of yodav and doesn't wash his hands afterwards, he should be worried for 3 days. If he cuts his nails, the lo not of yodav and does not wash his hands, he should be worried for 1 day. And he doesn't know from what he should be worried about. Damiak Sufayim says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Memches, the Efsha Aluka, an Aluka means like a leech, Shekirin, he brings the Yiddish there, Fikes, which in the Targum he translates as Alukos, which are leeches, Oi Binkas, which he translates as Kosos Ruach, which I think in English you call it cupping. It's a procedure to try and make the blood come to the surface. Gam Kain Sarach Little, Vatov Lahachme. In those situations where a person can let blood through leeches or through a cupping process where it brings the blood not out of the body but under the skin, which has some sort of therapeutic benefits to it, do you have to wash your hands for that? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Tov lahachmir. And interestingly, in the note, in note number 60, which in my edition is right at the back of the Sefer, he says, what about a blood test? And what about donating blood? Does one have to wash your hands after that? So he says, contemporary giving blood for a blood test, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says you do not need to wash your hands afterwards because it's not good. It's very different to the Hakozes Hadam in the times of Chazal, which was Lashem Refuah, and this is just a blood test which doesn't need it. And so too, if giving blood, an Inyan Trumas Dam, or again Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Shegam Hu Lo Nechshav Ka'isik Refuah, so that's not considered proper refuah, and on the contrary, you're helping other people have refuah, and that's a mitzvah, below yeda davara. But I suppose the Mishnah Berurah concludes, v'tov lahachmir, there's no harm in being machmir to try and wash your hands after any form of giving blood. Sif chaf, harechetz ponov, the person who washes his face v'lo nogvon, and he doesn't dry his face properly, yofer, ponov misparkos, then a person's face, his complexion can become poor, he can get cracks in his skin, or he can get boils. Also, the refuah is to wash his face in some sort of beetroot juice. That's from the Gemara there. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kufla Medgil. Sif Chaf Aleph, there's no Mishnah Berurah on that. Sif, moving on. Sif Chaf Aleph, and we'll finish with this Sif today. A person has got to be very careful with tefillah or with eating. That during the meal or during tefillah, you shouldn't touch parts of the body which are normally covered. Because the person has accumulation of sweat there, says the brackets, there's little bits of hair and there's sweat, and therefore you should avoid touching that during the meal because that requires netilah. Not to scratch your head. But the parts of your head which are exposed, your nose, your ears, and so too, parts of the body, the arms, you know, which are normally exposed, you don't have to be worried about that in tefillah times or in times of eating. That does not require mitzvah sedayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Mem Tes, betefillah. Also learning. you should be careful not to scratch your head. I remember I had a friend when he was young. I remember him telling me, he was complaining to me when I was in high school, that during his bar mitzvah lessons, he had this tendency, my friend, to sort of scratch behind the back of his neck and down the back of his shirt. And the teacher kept telling him to go out and washing his hands. He found it frustrating. But this is the halacha. Siman Tzadibei Sivov in Siv Katan Nun says in Mishnah Berurah, the Nisbaya Sham, it's said over there, She'in Oymeid Betfilah V'nizka Shinogam Makom Metunuf. What happens if you're in shul and then you realize you've touched parts of the body which is normally covered? You don't actually have to go out of shul and wash your hands with water. It's enough if you sort of touch some grass or if you touch some wood or the shtender, the table that you're sitting at. That's sufficient during the middle of tefillah. If it's early on in tefillah, shachris, for example, you're still at pesukei dezimra, then you should go out and wash your hands. If you do touch parts of the body which are normally covered in the middle of the meal, then you should wash your hands again properly, like you did when you sat down to wash for the beginning of the meal. But the bracha, then you don't have to make the bracha again on Tefillas Yadayim, just wash your hands as you would, as you did earlier. Ayin Shom Mishnah Berurah. Milmule Zeya in Sifkot and Nun Bey says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Beyer, there, Simon, Kuf Yudvav, the Tzarek Lizoyim is there. A person could be very careful of sweat. The Kol Zeya, all types of sweat, somehow Moves, is considered like poison. Chutz Mizeya Saponim, apart from the facial sweat, and which is not injurious, which is not harmful. The Simon Adovin, the way to remember that it's the facial, it's the sweat on your face, which is not dangerous, but the rest of the body is from the pasuk Bezeas Apecha. The sweat of your face, teichal lechem, you can eat bread. The sweat of your forehead. So therefore, that's a siman to remind us that sweat is okay, but the sweat of other parts of the body is not. Is more dangerous. Of a fun of you, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel, v'chein betzavoro adachozeh. Parts of the body which are normally your face, which are exposed, you touch them, that's not a problem. And so too, tzavoro your neck adachozeh until the chest. V'chein im holech yachaf beraglum. And so too, if a person goes, the cost of the machzis hashekel, it all depends on the practice of the place. If a person, you know, for example, would say wear short sleeves, if that's the custom in that place, then touching the hand over here is not a problem because that seems to be okay. That's the minagamokka. But if places that they always wear shirts to the wrist, then maybe it could be different. Nundalit shed is roisov at haperik nikra, means until the elbow. So if a guy walks without shoes, if that's the custom in that particular place, then that could be different because it's considered quite normal for a person to walk like that in those places. Okay, we'll leave it there. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.